This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The World Trade Organization has again ruled against country of origin labeling. The WTO compliance panel decided the rule was less favorable to meat imports from Canada and Mexico and more favorable to domestically produced meats. The ruling was announced Monday. The panel concluded that the amended COOL measure increases the original COOL measure's detrimental impact on the competitive opportunities of imported livestock in the U.S. market, according to the reports released by WTO. The panel pointed to the incentive to choose domestic over imported livestock and a higher record-keeping burden contributed to the ruling. The United States can appeal the ruling. For a look at this week's ag markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. He said the value of the dollar is still playing a huge role in the ag markets.
Well, the roller coaster ride continues for the grain and oilseed markets, impacted by not just supply and demand fundamentals, but also by money flows. We're seeing just kind of this ebb and flow of money in and out of the broader commodity complex, and that's having a big impact on grain and oilseed prices as well. A lot more worries about the global economy. That, of course, has an impact on demand for our commodities, but it also impacts how investors put where investors put their money. Normally, if we see a strong dollar, that would mean our commodities are less competitive overseas, and so they sell the commodity sector. If the dollar is weaker, that makes us more competitive, so they tend to buy the commodity sector. On the other hand, it depends on whether they see a sluggish economy with stimulus that would devalue the dollar, or if they see a sluggish economy without stimulus that would simply hurt demand. So there's been a continuous day-by-day swing of emotion. Then you add in the fact that this year's corn and soybean harvest has seen exceptional yields overall, that has been a very slow pace, and so that has also changed the dynamics of this market. So overall, we're still holding above our late September, early October lows, but getting a lot of choppy action from day to day that's got to be frustrating to farmers.
And some interesting dynamics, thinking just about how much the dollar is really affecting this all right now.
Well, the dollar put in its high, spiked to a four-year high at the end of September, first of October, and that's just when we put in our lows in the grain and oilseed prices as well. And we've seen days when the dollar has made big swings and grain prices have made the opposite swing from the dollar. In other words, the dollar would be higher and the grains would be lower, and vice versa, they would reverse. So that's probably going to continue. From a fundamental standpoint, it would appear that the dollar is going to be relatively strong for quite some time. Affecting the markets today is word out of Europe that the European Central Bank, which is the equivalent of our Federal Reserve, will likely start a corporate bond buying program probably as early as December. And that is a stimulus program for Europe's economy. Europe's economy is on the cusp of recession right now. And if they would do that, that would devalue the euro, which tends to support the dollar. Other major currencies around the globe that the dollar competes with as well are also doing stimulus-type packages that would tend to devalue their currencies. So the dollar would appear to have the stronger fundamentals of its major competitors, will likely remain strong. But in the near term, we're getting a lot of consolidation and really consolidation lower overall of the last few weeks because we had such a strong rally into the 1st of October.
It's a bad time for farmers to be seeing a very strong dollar, speaking from a selfish standpoint of, with this year being a huge bumper crop, they're going to have a bit of a harder time getting good prices and selling all of it, it seems.
Yeah, that would certainly be the case. Now, when you look at it statistically and do your analysis by commodity, it probably impacts the meat markets of pork and beef as well as wheat the most significantly, followed by corn, and probably impacts soybeans. As I study the numbers, it impacts soybean demand the least. And that's basically because we basically have a corner on the world market for the first 6 months of the marketing year for soybeans, and we don't have much in the way of competition in the Northern Hemisphere. And then in the second half of the market, in your South America pretty much has the corner on the market. So that's more of a seasonal factor. But when it comes to wheat, on the other hand, so many places around the world produce wheat that the value of our dollar has a big impact on our exports. And that's particularly a concern for soft red winter wheat, where USDA is already projecting we'll have a 140-day supply carryover, so a big surplus. Pork and beef, very sensitive to the dollar, but in this case, so far, export demand has remained pretty good overall, and that's largely because supply globally is so tight relative to the strengthening and expanding demand that we're seeing around the world.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Want to design your own annuity? A non-qualified flexible premium deferred annuity from Country Financial may be the next best thing. You can make deposits of any amount you wish in any contract year, as long as you make the $50 minimum deposit. You can even make deposits when you want, annually, semi-annually, quarterly, or monthly. If you miss a deposit and make it later, it won't affect your annuity. Ready to find out more? See me, Wayne Schaefer, Country Financial Representative in Jerseyville, and put our experience and financial strength to work for you. Give us a call at 618-498-5800.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
If you're planning a Halloween party for your ghouls and goblins, be sure to invite nutritious farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For a chip or vegetable dip, try Prairie Farms French onion dip, or create your own with fresh Prairie Farms non-fat sour cream. Wash it all down with plenty of Prairie Farms milk, chocolate milk, and 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. For party treats that are delicious and ghoulishly good for you, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines. There are modules for light and medium-duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
The weekly Illinois Crop and Weather Report has been released. 3 weeks of wet conditions have left the ground saturated in parts of the state. Limited harvest of corn and soybeans occurred last week. However, progress remains behind normal. Statewide, precipitation averaged 1.45 inches, 0.73 inches above normal. There were 2.3 days suitable for field work for the week ending October 19th. The average temperature was 54.1 degrees, 0.4 degrees below normal. Corn mature reached 97%, slightly ahead of last year. Corn harvest was 43% complete, compared to the five-year average of 63%. Corn condition remained at 83% good to excellent. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 95%, slightly behind the five-year average of 97%. Soybean harvest was 37% complete, up 8 percentage points from last week. Soybean condition remained at 79% good to excellent. Sorghum mature reached 91% and sorghum harvest was 34% complete. Pasture condition was rated at 1% very poor, 4% poor, 23% fair, 53% good, and 19% excellent. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 4% short, 67% adequate, and 28% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 8% short, 76% adequate, and 16% surplus. This week is Teen Driver Safety Week. I spoke with Midwest Truckers Association President Don Schaefer for more information.
It's a national effort, National Traffic Safety Administration. A lot of the traffic safety groups are all involved in trying to reduce the number of accidents, the number of deaths involving teen drivers around the country. Unfortunately, teen deaths make up a substantial amount of fatalities every year. First of all, because, you know, teen drivers lack the experience of handling situations on the road, and also they just aren't familiar with a lot of the conditions. You know, every year you cringe during that first snowstorm, things like that, because of the fact that teens haven't had experience in those types of situations. You know, simple things. You know, what do you tell a teen when he car starts sliding off the road? You know, the natural tendency is for them to pull back on the road, you know, those types of things. Unfortunately, we've seen some deaths in Central Illinois just this week of teens overreacting to those problems and fatal automobile accidents involving young drivers. So this is an effort by so many groups out there to really educate teens. You know, from our standpoint, we're very big about sharing the road with trucks, getting teen drivers to understand there are blind spots on either side of the truck and behind the truck that truck driver can't see. You know, so you know, we try to do our part in terms of educating the drivers at the driver ed, you know, the driver ed programs at the high schools, because it is. I mean, it's just a, you know, they if they've never been around it before enough and they come upon a truck, this is a good good opportunity to really give them a little bit of education and a little real world experience of what's out there.
And I've seen many trucks, in order to raise awareness of blind spots, they often have stickers on their trailers indicating where the blind spots are. Or I've even seen some trucks that have such extreme stickers that on the left side it said passing side and on the right side it said suicide.
Well, that's, you know, and that's true because, you know, the trucks do have these blind spots whereby if you are so far behind a truck, their mirrors stick out only so far, so they can't see them. And another thing is that a truck oftentimes makes a real wide right turn. So, you know, in that type of situation, if you see the car, if you see the truck moving a little bit to the left, he's getting ready to make that right turn, don't pull in on his right side. You know, that's a sure case of disaster if it was to happen. So, you know, be real careful out there when you see the trucks, you know, don't tailgate them. And another thing is that, you know, a lot of times you're driving on the highway, trucks leave a big space between themselves and the vehicle in front of them. They need that stopping distance. It may look like a tempting spot to pull in, but don't, because that's their cushion. If they don't have that cushion, then they unfortunately have accidents.
Again, that was President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.